This is the Frankie Boyer Show. No, you can't say you only listen when you're homesick. You can't get sick. This is a health show, silly. Now more of Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And joining us now is Jonathan Masters. And I'm excited for all of you to know Jonathan, because this out of control pandemic is giving us insights of how to tame our innards and to have more stability in our life. And Jonathan's book is out, and it's fascinating. It's a fascinating book. It's called God Has Infinite Frequency. And Jonathan, welcome to the program. You are someone who has been very much involved. And first of all, tell us about the title, and then I will ask you a little bit about the reasoning for the book today.
God Has Infinite Frequency, Aphorisms for Our Fractured Age. So here comes a time of disintegration in many ways. And as you said, this lays bare the opportunity for growth and renewal in ways that we have not had before. And so of all the different aphorisms, I felt like, you know, which one to use for the title. And this one came because, you know, God, no matter what you think about God, if you're from this religion or that religion or this place or that place, if you have the word God in your vocabulary, this is somehow the ultimate to you, right? This means that when you say God, it means whatever your belief system is, whatever your structure is, God is that thing which is above, below, supporting all of it. And so when you begin to shift the fundamental tenets, the fundamental understandings and belief systems that we have, that's when real healing and real evolution can take place.
So, how, you know, we talk so much about the physical on this show, and
right.
not enough of
right.
the spirit, and not enough about the spiritual, not enough about it. But you grew up right where Ralph Waldo Emerson did most of his writings, right in Concord.
Yep.
You're now in Switzerland, but and you sound like you're right here, which is so crazy.
I know.
But explain to us, if you wouldn't mind, why this conversation, for many people, would think, what does this have to do with me? And what does it have to do with my physicality?
Right. Excellent question. So we all are pretty familiar with what we mean by physical health, right? And of course, physical health changes. What's the ideal or good physical health changes from when we're 10 to 20 to 50 to, you know, 70, whatever. But we all understand that. Then we have psychological, mental, and emotional health. And we're all pretty much familiar with those things as well, but they're much harder to define, you know what I mean? And then we have what I'm calling spiritual health. And spiritual health is actually the basis of all these other healths. And so what we're seeing in the world right now, and especially in the U.S., and maybe some like hope came today, but there's a breakdown in our spiritual health. There's such a polarity going on. And someone who's spiritually healthy is not living in polarity. They're in touch with their inner selves. They have an inner source of calm and creative power and a unifying creative silence within them. And this, of course, is directly related to mental, emotional, and physical health. So it's all tied together.
So as we are struggling during COVID, and there's so much misinformation, it's almost as though I want everyone to clean clean their sheets, clean the slate. You know, let's really and truly begin anew.
Yeah.
And take on that peace that each and every one of us knows what the truth is within us, and find a place that we can be comfortable with. You know, I don't want to walk. It's cold, it's dark, it's dreary, it's the doldrums of winter. But I right. know that for my psyche, for that my heart, for my well-being, I go out and I walk. Now, I'm fortunate I have buddies that I can walk with, walking buddies. And let me tell you something, it makes the world a difference when you're talking and walking than just walking alone, although I do love walking alone as well. But, you know, if you can drag someone with you, it makes a huge difference. I was just right. lamenting off air to our last guest that I'm doing a new art project. I'm an artist and I'm doing a new art project, and I'm painting the Zakim Bridge with the rooftops of the North End with the old North Church in it. And I'm thinking, wow. Why did I pick this project? It's like a pain. It's really hard. Why did I pick this? Because it's going to force me to go out of my comfort zone. And in exchange, it will help me.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think that we've been sitting and luxuriating and feeling sorry for ourselves. Well, those days are over. They have to be over. We really need to take hold and be proactive with our lives today. And I think that what you're saying with your book and the medium and the way in which you've put this book together, which is so beautiful, can help us do this, Jonathan.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned art, because art is a very key part of the whole experience here. And there's two very talented, beautiful artists involved primarily, and then there's some other things as well. But and it's the marriage of these ideas, these phrases, and with the artwork that allows you to kind of use your left brain, right brain, right, and have a more holistic experience of it. And they are access points. Each single aphorism you could write a book on. And because they're access points, and there's a lot of different layers of meaning. And a friend of mine said, you know, in the beginning of the book, it says, you know, here, how do you use this book? You know, pretend you're a calm pond. And I had in mind Green's Pond in Concord, Massachusetts, if anyone is near where I live. But you throw yes. a pebble in, you see the different reflections. And that's a beautiful way of doing it. You just let yourself. But someone said, well, you know, what I do is I take one a day, and I just use that as a meditation for a while, and then through the day. And it's you sort of see there's an internal process which is triggered. And if you allow the process and you're sort of faithful to yourself around it, then things will come up. Things will transform and come up, and new ideas and new perspectives will be coming.
The photographs, the artwork is so exquisite in this new book, though. It's just absolutely beautiful. And how long did it take you to put this together?
Well, it's kind of a lifetime in a way.
So, yeah.
But,
it kind
you
of
know,
feels
intensively. It. Yeah, yeah, it is. It really is. It was such a lot of refinement. And I want to also give a shout out to Friesen, to the printer in Canada. And, it, you know, getting. A book with the artwork of this quality is not something you can do easily these days. A lot of things are print on demand and blah, blah, blah. So you have to go a whole nother route to do this. And they were fantastic. But
tell me about...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you to tell me about your meditation practice. And do you think that's helped you to put this all together?
Yes, for sure. So I'm a teacher of transcendental meditation, and I actually taught in the Cambridge Center for a while, many years ago. But I've been practicing many years and, you know, doing sometimes longer meditations. And this is really allowed me also to establish the sense of inner silence, inner harmony. And
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Wow. So, and there's a few other major things that I will you know, maybe mention later. But yeah, that was important.
The book is so beautifully done, and the information and the wisdom, we thank you for it. This new consciousness is an invitation, you say, to explore, be inspired, and reformulate. And I love that. Reformulate. And this is a time that we really do need to reformulate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, it's a process that starts, it's an internal process. You're not going to fix the breaks in reality starting outside. It needs to start inside. But then you start to get a different reflection. You start to get a different reflection from the world.
Yes,
you see people differently. You see your friends differently.
We've got to run.
Your relationship gets richer. Yes.
Will you come back for part two, please, and give us the website as we go to break? I mean, as we say goodbye.
I'd love to. GodHasInfiniteFrequency.org. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
No, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much, Jonathan. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for WCRN and WACE. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile. Stay tuned. Howie Carr is next.
You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by Frankie Boyer, who is responsible for its content. Before beginning any health or fitness practice, consult your personal physician.